This is Radio Woking.
The last Sunday in April, because May starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. 1st of May. May Day.
You forget that May starts tomorrow because it's bank holiday, but it does.
Coronation, Eurovision. There's a lot happening across May and a lot happening over these last few weeks. Of course, with London Marathon.
Indeed. Now, if you take your mind back to last week, John, about now, a certain lady was standing around about to start, because she started around 10:30. I am, of course, talking about Kate Dooley, who joins us on the phone again now.
Morning, Kate.
Morning, guys. Hello.
Hello, how are we?
Yeah, good. You're absolutely right. At this time last week, I was incredibly nervous waiting at the start line. at the time.
Have you recovered? Yeah. Can you walk properly now? Because I imagine it took quite a lot out of your legs doing the marathon.
Yeah, like recovery. So I put in a lot of training in the advance, which I think really paid off because my legs are completely fine now. It took about 5 days, 4 days to be back to normal. Pretty sore the day off and a few days after.
And what was your sort of technique for recovering after you finished? What was the immediate thing? Was it kind of a long hot bath when you got home? What was the kind of thing that eased those muscles?
It was hanging out with my family and friends at a pub and eating cheeseburger. That was the immediate recovery.
Love it. If in doubt, go down the pub.
I know Kate's family quite well, so that will have gone well. That will have been fun.
So, I mean, what was it like on the actual day? You know, how were you feeling as you were sort of lined up, getting ready to start? What was sort of going through your mind?
Incredibly nervous, feeling very sick. But then I met an American lady in the lane, and she said to soak it all up and that you'll never be here again. And so I listened to that advice. And then the nerves dissipated, and I just had a really, really great time. All the supporters that came out, and thinking about everyone that was behind me really helped. The nerves sort of dissipated, and as I say, I just felt incredibly grateful to be running the marathon and being there. Yeah, and it was an incredible experience.
So did it help, actually, knowing that you had a particular cause to run for and you had a purpose?
Yes, of course. I think, you keep thinking back to the support from everyone and the videos that the freewheelers were making me, how they were just all behind me, which was really helpful. And I'm sure they would have been fine if I was slower than I thought maybe I should have been. But, you know, just doing it and getting it done was...
So what was your time then?
This has been a secret, John. I've not been able to know this all week. No one at Freewheelers knows what that was.
Oh, 5 hours 18.
Wow, that's really less good than I kind of tried to calculate by the messages that we were sharing on Freewheelers WhatsApps and with your sister trying to work, because she went, Kate's just started, Kate's just finished, we were all going, so that's about so and so, but actually it's less than we came up with. Brilliant.
Did you have an idea?
I was aiming for 5 hours, but then I think the advice that I got from that American lady, just to enjoy it, and the fact that I had so many supporters down and it was a once-in-a-lifetime event, I did enjoy it, and I didn't, you know, I was having a good time, so I wasn't too focused on... Basically, I don't regret not getting the 5 hours, is what I'm saying, because I enjoyed it.
Well, I have to say, you may not know this either, but we were given some pictures of you with your medal and celebrating and stuff, and everyone I showed them to is just so proud of you and so grateful that you even bothered running. So, well done, Kate. Thank you.
Thanks. I know it means a lot, and thanks to you guys having me on. And again, thank you so much to the Freewheelers. People at Freewheelers have been really incredibly supportive and encouraging, and my family and friends, obviously.
So would you do that marathon again, though? This is the question. Or would you continue your marathon journey? What's kind of next on the cards?
Yeah, did it start bugging you? Like, I'm going to go marathon again now. Or is that it? Was once enough?
I'm very much feeling that one was enough right now.
I mean, I suppose now people may have thought of been seeing the marathon on the TV or whatever last week, and they're thinking, oh yeah, maybe you should get yourself in the ballot. So if anybody's in that position, has had that conversation. Yeah, what would you say?
Yeah, they absolutely should. The ballot's open now. Put your name in the ballot and then deal with it when you get chosen.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll drag Emma.
Or maybe if you're like last year, your sister will put your name back in again and you never know.
There you go.
Emma's listening. Maybe she does that.
She probably is. Yeah. And I know it doesn't matter at all because it is not the main goal, but did you hit any fundraising targets and things you wanted to hit there as well?
Yeah, I've had overwhelming support. So I've made in the bank at the moment 2,200, which is incredible, and then I'm hoping that my company will be able to support that, top that up with £500. So I'm incredibly proud of that that target, and the, as I say, the support that people showed.
And as we've said, you're supporting the three-wheelers, so I mean you've got a special reason, a sort of connection to that charity. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I know what the three-wheelers do because my big sister Emma attends, and she does some incredible productions. I understand last night there was a big one that my mum and Annie went, and it's all about inclusive arts, inclusive arts, so getting people together to develop their skills in drama and art and singing, all of it, all of the above, really wide ranging sort of skill sets, and getting people together. A lot of people that I know that have got disabilities, and so it's just a wonderful place to be, wonderful community that's created there, and some incredible sort of art that comes out of it.
Yeah, your sister's a very, very good artist.
She is. She's a very good artist.
So are all of you, because I understand all the family get involved in the art class.
Yeah, we do. Of course we do. We're all dramatic art people.
And what I love, about the marathon is, that smaller charities get supported, because often these big fundraisers, it's going to the national charities, but, smaller charities doing great things in the community are getting the sort of recognition, getting the profiles raised, and getting and the money coming in as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think I was really drawn to this charity just because I've seen the effects of it, and the impact that it has. Last night I'm gutted. I missed a production.
I have to say, Kate, after what you've done running the marathon for the three-wheelers, I can assure you, you are now officially part of the family and welcome to anything you want to come to.
Thank you.
So, if we want to support you, is the Just Giving page still open? How do we do that?
There's a local giving page called Running for Freewheelers, if you Google it.
Yes, so Google that.
And you can also Google freewheelerstheatre.co.uk, and there's a link to it there as well.
Brilliant. So we asked you what song you'd like to hear after our conversation this morning. You've chosen Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. So why have you chosen that?
I just really like it.
It's a great song, is it?
It's a happy song. It's a happy song, and I'm feeling happy.
Do you think it's a good song to run to?
It's a good song to jog to.
Okay,
I think.
And that Kate's officially only jogging these days.
Yeah.
Brilliant, Cables. Well done. Yeah, congratulations on doing that and seeing it through and finishing the marathon and raising all that money for such a great cause. It's really good to hear about that.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on again.
And also thanks for joining us. Go and enjoy the rest of your bank holiday weekend and say hi to your sisters for me.
Will do. Thanks so much, Kate.
And your mum, and your dad.
And everyone that knows you. Thanks, Kate.
See you later. Bye, thank you.